calling Rapid Advance. This call and all future calls with Rapid Advance may be monitored or recorded.
Easy Business Funding Solutions. Our company has supported small businesses nationwide with nearly $1 billion.
Thank you for calling Rapid Advance. This is John speaking. May I ask who I'm talking with?
Hey, John. This is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Grant?
I'm doing real well. I want to just thank you for giving me a call on Five Star Medical this morning. Yeah, I did want to take a quick minute to chat with you if you got a moment.
Yeah, of course.
So I did get a chance to speak with the representative on this deal just now, and we spoke about their credit card processing now. The good news is that they do process credit cards, so there may be a possibility for an MCA.
Yeah, most of the transactions look like their credit card with the deposits too, so...
Yeah, and so that is the good news. Now, the slightly complex news is this. They have 5 or 6 different locations, and each location has a separate merchant processing account that doesn't really probably amount to that much. The good news is that they're all done through the same processing company, so I'm not sure how that may affect an MCA offer if we have 6 different merchant statements.
Okay, are all the locations under the same tax ID separate? Do we have any idea?
You know
that they have
the check.
Is it all the same company or different? Do we have an idea at all?
It is all the same company. All of the credit card processing statements flow through to one bank statement.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we would just need all the different locations, and then we just do a multi-location addendum, being they have multiple locations.
Okay, so right now what I have going on is the representative sending me over all the merchant's processing statements. How about I forward them along to you, and then you can take a look at them and give me a call back and see if there's anything we can do?
Yeah, of course. Do we have any idea if they're trying to renew with OnDeck at all, and what kind of rate they have with OnDeck too, just to get an idea?
Let me just read the write-up real quickly for you.
Okay.
So, yes, they... You know, it wasn't us who did the OnDeck loan. That was with someone else. It looks as though business had an OD renewed several times. The last time was in April for $132,000 over 6 months. So they're keeping them short term so they can renew fast. They are now at 50% in about an $80,000 balance. Now, I'm not exactly sure what their 6 months rate would be. We have a little bit different program than others, but I'm sure it's hovering around 1-2, if not lower.
Yeah, OnDeck's normally about in that ballpark on a 6 month most of the time.
Mm-hmm. So they're at that. It looks as though they were offered a renewal, but only offered to net $50,000 off of that renewal. So I think they were hoping potentially for a little bit more. But that's they want longer term and weekly or monthly payments is what they said. Now, monthly, of course, probably not, but weekly,
yeah,
potentially.
With the MCA, it's going to just be based off when they batch out with the credit card. So, I mean, there wouldn't be weekly or monthly to be offered at all with that one. The credit, just honestly, I think looks too shaky to be able to get it on a loan on a first-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if the credit was better, I think definitely going the loan route would be the way to win this deal, because OnDeck normally does have fairly good pricing.
Yeah. So, like I said, let me see if they've come in. I just got off the phone with the rep.
All right.
I don't quite have all of the files yet, but as I said, they should be on their way. I have requested them. So once I do get them, I'll send them over, and just knowing that OnDeck's looking to net them $50,000 on a renewal, but the customer's looking for longer term and they're not offering it, that's where they're at with OnDeck.
Okay, that works. So, well, we can try to hopefully just beat them on the longer term then, and see if we can do it that route at least, because we're probably going to have to go longer term to be able to net them enough to be able to get over 50 too, because we've got to net them at least 40% of whatever the loan is, and being they owe 80, it should be a decent little amount we have to get to.
Okay. We'll also need to get some P&Ls, tax return. I'm just reading your email. I just looked at it.
Yeah, if they filed an extension for 2015, then we would need to get 2014's tax return, and then we would need 2015 P&L and balance sheet in place also. We'd still need 2016 occurrence too, though, for the P&L and balance sheet,
okay,
just in case they did file an extension.
Okay. I'm gonna put this into my file real quick. All right, sounds like we're all understood though. I'm gonna call the rep and let her know about the additional documentation. Let me see, I have it right here. I do have a 2015 tax return, luckily.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do have that. It goes down all the way to the K-1s. Yeah, it looks complete. And then I'll just have to say that 2016 P&L would be something that would be required as well.
Yeah, and that and the balance sheet.
Yeah, P&L and balance sheet. Got it.
Yep. I was going to say, if you have are getting all the credit card statements and the tax return, if you at least get that over to me, that should be able to give us an idea at least of if we're going to be able in the range to be able to make it work,
mm-hmm.
where I can let you know before you actually request the P&L and balance sheet if you'd like.
Absolutely, that makes sense, and I'd prefer it to be that way. So I'm going to give her a call back right now and explain where Rapid's at, and you know, we always would love to have a partner that's able to compete with OnDeck, and it sounds like we could potentially, you know, not if not on this deal, future deals compete with them. So I'm very excited for that.
The future deals, I definitely think we should be able to, especially if they improve the credit just a little. Just unfortunately with where the credit is, that's the only reason I don't think we'd be able to do the loan. I mean, I could submit it as a loan, but I honestly think it'd get turned down in underwriting just because of the credit on a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the MCA, it should be able to fly with what's in the credit.
Well, that's,
get that through.
It's still good news on our end. We only have a few partners that do MCAs well, so to speak, you know, like New Logic, and that's really the only other partner we use for MCA, so I'm glad at least you guys have a mature MCA product available.
Yeah, of course. So, all right, well, I'll look forward for all that coming over, and then once I get everything, just give me probably about 30, 40 minutes to get it all uploaded in the system, and then I can give you a call back and give you an idea of what we may be able to do.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, John. I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. It was nice speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.